Hi Xavier, good morning Brussels. I'm Xavier and welcome to your daily Brussels podcast for Saturday, March 14th, 2026.
Lean, and I'm Lean. Xavier, it's a bit chilly this morning with light rain and just 3 degrees. Definitely jacket weather for this Saturday.
Xavier, perfect day to stay inside and catch up on all the dramatic news from yesterday, Lean. That massive demonstration really dominated the headlines.
Lean, absolutely incredible turnout, Xavier. Between 80,000 and 100,000 people in the streets against the Arizona coalition measures. That's almost the population of Ghent.
Xavier. The impact was enormous. 4,500 passengers affected by flight cancellations at Brussels Airport, plus major public transport disruptions across the capital.
Lean, around 50 administrative arrests were made during the demonstration, and this comes as Brussels communes are crying foul over $1.7 billion in costs being dumped on them.
Xavier, local budgets are really feeling the pressure from higher government levels. Meanwhile, there's quite a contrast happening at Brussels Expo with the Belgian Defence Fair BEDEX.
Lean, over 200 exhibitors from 27 countries. Defense Minister Franken, PM de Wever, and NATO Secretary General Rutte all showed up for the opening.
Xavier, though Amnesty International wasn't thrilled about Lockheed Martin's presence, if you're curious about military hardware, the fair opens to the public today.
Lean, speaking of long-term projects, Xavier, the Metro 3 saga gets more painful. Officials now say the missing link under Palais du Midi will take 4 more years.
Xavier, 4 years for just 120 meters of tunnels, and we've already spent 150 million on this project. At least Stalingrad Avenue surface works might start this autumn.
Lane. Here's something affecting nightlife right now. Saint-Gilles is cracking down hard on iconic bars like Brasserie Verschueren, La Mer à Boire, and Le Louvre.
Xavier, they have to close between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. for a month due to noise complaints. Mayor Spinet insists it's about balancing residents' concerns with hospitality needs.
Lean, good news though. 6 summer bars are returning to Brussels parks. Henri at Georges Henri, Maurice at Saint-Conteneur, Fabiola at Roi Baudouin.
Xavier, plus André in Laeken and Vincent at Bon Pasteur in Ever. State Secretary Persoons hopes they'll open by late April. Perfect timing for warmer weather.
Lean, mark your calendars. Brussels Pride is set for May 16th with the powerful theme, "When times get darker, we shine brighter."
Xavier, 200,000 visitors expected. Rainbow House Brussels chose that theme, responding to rising anti-LGBTQIA+ rhetoric. A safer zone will be established.
Lean, in education news, there's serious trouble at Athénée Royal de Sippelberg in Molenbeek. Both the director and a teacher have been suspended.
Xavier, students brought allegations including harassment, abuse of power, sexual intimidation, and threats. The director is Hassan Ouassari, who's also a municipal councillor.
Lane, that ongoing asbestos crisis in Molenbeek keeps expanding. Now, over 450 social housing units are affected by the Molenbeek's Wohningen problem.
Xavier, and speaking of sports, we've got an all-Brussels derby coming up in the Crokey Cup final on May 14th at 3 p.m.
Lane, thanks for listening, Brussels. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back Monday with more news.